兄姊妹们平安。今天的正道经文来自于士师记第六章第一到第六节。以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，耶和华就把他们交在米甸人手里七年。米甸人压制以色列人，以色列人因为米甸人，就在山中挖穴挖洞，建造营寨。以色列人每逢撒种之后，米甸人、亚玛利人和东方人都上来攻打他们，对着他们安营，毁坏土场，直到加撒，没有给以色列人留下食物，牛、羊、驴也没有留下，因为那些人带着牲畜帐篷来，像蝗虫那样多，人和骆驼无数，都进入国内，毁坏全地。以色列人因米甸人的缘故极其穷乏，就呼求耶和华。第十一到十二节，耶和华的使者到了俄弗拉，坐在亚比以谢族人约阿施的橡树下，约阿施的儿子基甸正在酒榨那里打麦子，为要防备米甸人。耶和华的使者向基甸显现，对他说：大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。第三十三节到第三十五节，那时米甸人、亚玛利人和东方人都聚集过河，在耶斯列平原安营。耶和华的灵降在基甸身上，他就吹角，亚比以谢族都聚集跟随他。他打发人走遍马拿西地，马拿西人也聚集跟随他，又打发人去见亚舍人、西布伦人、拿弗他利人，他们都出来与他们会合。第七章第一到二十三节，耶路巴利就是基甸，他和一切跟随的人早晨起来，在哈律泉旁安营。米甸营在他们北边的平原，靠近摩利岗。耶和华对基甸说：跟随你的人过多，我不能将米甸人交在他们手中，免得以色列人向我夸大说是我们自己的手救了我们。现在你要向这些人宣告说：凡惧怕胆怯的可以离开基列山回去。于是有二万二千人回去，只剩下一万。耶和华对基甸说：人还是过多，你要带他们下到水旁，我好在那里为你试试他们。我指点谁说这人可以同你去，他就可以同你去；我指点谁说这人不可同你去，他就不可同你去。基甸就带他们下到水旁。耶和华对基甸说：凡用舌头舔水像狗舔的，要使他单站在一处；凡跪下喝水的，也要使他单站在一处。于是用手捧着舔水的有三百人，其余的都跪下喝水。耶和华对基甸说：我要用这舔水的三百人拯救你们，将米甸人交在你手中，其余的人都可以各归各处去。这三百人就带着食物和脚，其余的以色列人基甸就都打发他们各归各的帐篷，只留下这三百人。米甸营在他下边的平原里。当那夜，耶和华吩咐基甸说：起来，下到米甸营里去，因我已将他们交在你手中。倘若你怕下去，就带你的仆人普拉下到那营里去，你必听见他们所说的，然后你就有胆量下去攻营。于是基甸带着仆人普拉下到营旁，米甸人、亚玛利人和一切东方人都布散在平原，如同蝗虫那样多，他们的骆驼无数，多如海边的沙。基甸到了，就听见一人将梦告诉同伴说：我做了一梦，梦见一个大麦饼滚入米甸营中，到了帐幕，将帐幕撞倒，帐幕就翻转倾覆了。那同伴说：这不是别的，乃是以色列人约阿施的儿子基甸的刀，神已将米甸和全军都交在他的手中。基甸听见这梦和梦的讲解，就敬拜神，回到以色列营中说：起来吧，耶和华已将米甸的军队交在你们手中了。于是基甸将三百人分作三队，把角和空瓶交在个人手中，瓶内都藏着火把。 吩咐他们说，你们要看我行事，我到了营的旁边怎样行，你们也要怎样行。我和一切跟随我的人吹角的时候，你们也要在营的四围吹角，喊叫说，耶和华和基甸的刀。基甸和跟随他的一百人，在三更之初才换更的时候，来到营旁就吹角，打破手中的瓶。三队的人就都吹角，打破瓶子。左手拿着火把，右手拿着角，喊叫说：“耶和华和基甸的刀！”他们在营的四围各占各的地方，全营的人都乱窜。三百人呐喊，使他们逃跑。三百人就吹角，耶和华使全营的人用刀互相击杀，逃到希利拉的伯哈士他，直逃到靠近他巴的亚伯米和拉。以色列人就从拿弗他利、亚舍和马拿西全地聚集来追赶米甸人。第八章第二十八节，这样米甸人被以色列人制服了，不敢再抬头。基甸还在的日子，国中太平四十年。Today's Bible reading comes from Judges, chapter 6, verse 1 to 6. The Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and for 7 years he gave them into the hands of the Midianites. Because the power of Midian was so oppressive, the Israelites prepared shelters for themselves in mountain cliffs, caves, and strongholds. Whenever the Israelites planted their crops, the Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern peoples invaded the country. They camped on the land and ruined the crops all the way to Gaza, and did not spare a living thing for Israel. Neither sheep, nor cattle, nor donkeys. They came up with their livestock and their tents like swarms of locusts. It was impossible to count them or their camels. They invaded the land to ravage it. Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they cried out to the Lord for help. Verse 11 to 12. The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belongs to Joash the Abiezite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a winepress to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, Lord, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. Verse 33 to 35. Now all the Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern peoples joined forces and crossed over the Jordan and camped in the valley of Jezreel. Then the Spirit of the Lord came on Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, summoning the Abiezites to follow him. He sent messengers throughout Manasseh, calling them to arms, and also into Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, so that they too went up to meet them. Chapter 7, verse 1 to 23. Early in the morning, Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all his men camped at the spring of Harod. The camp of Midian was north of them in the valley near the hill of Moreh. The Lord said to Gideon, You have too many men. I cannot deliver Midian into their hands. So Israel would boast against me. My own strength has saved me. Now announce to the army, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back and leave Mount Gilead. So 22,000 men left, while 10,000 remained. But the Lord said to Gideon, There are still too many men. Take them down to the water, and I will thin them out for you there. If I say, this one shall go with you, he shall go. If I say, this one shall not go with you, he shall not go. So Gideon took the men down to the water. There the Lord told him, Separate those who lap the water with their tongues as a dog laps from those who kneel down to drink. 300 of them drank from cupped hands, lapping like dogs. All the rest got down on their knees to drink. The Lord said to Gideon, With the 300 men that lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands. Let all the others go home. So Gideon sent the rest of the Israelites home, but kept the 300, who took over the provisions and trumpets of the others. Now the camp of Midian lay below him in the valley. During that night, the Lord said to Gideon, Get up, go down against the camp, because I am going to give it into your hands. If you are afraid to attack, go down to the camp with your servant Purah, and listen to what they are saying. Afterwards, you will be encouraged to attack the camp. So he and Purah, his servant, went down to the outpost of the camp. The Midianites, Amalekites, and all the other eastern peoples have settled in the valley, thick as locusts. Their camels could no more be counted than the sand on the seashore. Gideon arrived just as a man was telling a friend his dream. I had a dream, he was saying. A round loaf of barley bread came tumbling into the Midianites' camp. It struck the tent with such force that the tent overturned and collapsed. His friend responded, "This can be nothing other than the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, the Israelite. God has given the Midianites and the whole camp into his hands." Then Gideon heard the dream and its interpretation. He bowed down and worshipped. He returned to the camp of Israel and called out, "Get up! God has given the Midianites' camp into your hands." Dividing the 300 men into three companies, he placed the trumpets and empty jars in the hand of all of them, with torches inside. "Watch me," he told them. "Follow my lead. When I get to the edge of the camp, do exactly as I do. When I and all who are with me blow our trumpets, then from all around the camp blow yours and shout for the Lord and for Gideon." Gideon and the 300 men with him reached the edge of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, just after they had changed the guard. They blew their trumpets and broke the jars that they were in their hands. The three companies blew the trumpets and smashed the jars, grasping the torches in their left hand and holding in their right hands the trumpets they were to blow. They shouted, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon." While each man held his position around the camp, all the Midianites ran, crying out as they fled. When the 300 trumpets sounded, the Lord caused the men throughout the camp to turn on each other with their swords. The army fled to Bethsaida towards Zerara, as far as the border of Abel Meholah near Tabath. Israelites from Naphtali Asher. Chapter 8, verse 28. Thus, Midian was subdued before the Israelites and did not raise its head again. During Gideon's lifetime, the land had peace 40 years. 感谢主的话。
弟兄姊妹们 ，Shalom。
Shalom, brother and sister。
我们每一个信主的人，都要来教会来参与侍奉。
Every believer that when we come to Christ, we need to come to the church and start to learn how to serve.
那么你来了教会一段时间以后，你会发现一个奇怪的事情。
After you come to the church for a little while, you might find something strange.
如果这个教会是一个不太属灵的教会的话呢，你比较容易在那里侍奉。
If the church is not that spiritual, it seems easier to get well into it.
如果这个教会是一个真正属灵、真正要按照神的意思来这个侍奉神的教会呢，你会发现你在这里边侍奉非常困难的。
If you found the church spiritual and then would love to do everything exactly according to the God's way, you will find yourself a little bit difficult to get into this kind of church.
那么这里边有一个很简单的原理。
This is a simple rules.
就是因为我们以前的时候，在没有信主之前的时候啊，我们基本上都是在世界上生活过几十年的人了。
Before we come to Christ or come to the church, we normally live in the world for maybe 20-30 years.
就算我自己是一个在基督徒的家庭长大的。
Even as me who grew up in the Christian's family.
但是我也是在这个世界上生活过很多年以后，我才信了主。
But I also spent many times in the world before I come as a believer. I come to know Christ.
所以这个过去的思想啊，已经在我们的心目当中已经形成了一些我们做事情的原则了。
So we kind of already have an idea in our mind that how we should do things.
但是我们来到教会以后，我们发现教会所做事情的原则和我们以前在思想原则它很不一样的。
When we come to the church, we found there's a little bit difference. It's a difference between how we act things in the church and how we act in the world.
因此我们就在侍奉的过程里边常常产生一种很厉害的冲突。
So sometimes we will have a lot of conflicts when we're serving the Lord.
这个时候呢，就看我们过去的在我们里边的影响产生了力量大，还是神在我们身上 所产生的力量大。
So now it's always depends on if it's the old way influence more than if the God's influence more.
那么这件事情是很正常的。
This is very normal.
那么我们只是需要了解这件事情以后。
We just need to understand.
那么我们呢，就好好的让神的工作能够透过我们的顺服来做成。
So that we can be influenced, according, so we can be, we can be influenced by God through our obedience.
那么今天呢，我们来讲一个大麦饼的故事。
So today we're going to talk about a story of a loaf of barley.
那么刚才姊妹读经的时候有一点辛苦，因为经文很多。
When the sisters read the scripture, it's a bit hard for her because a lot of verses.
这个因为我们现在我们发现我们很少教会有讲旧约的信息的。
Sometimes we find in these days, and the church normally don't want to talk about the stories in the Old Testament.
一方面旧约比较不容易懂。
On one side, it's not that easy to understand the stories in the Old Testament.
另外呢，就是旧约的经文通常要说一件事，它经文很多。
And the second is that it normally take a lot of verses or a lot of words to talk about stories in the Old Testament.
可是其实旧约有好处。
But it's also something good in the Old Testament.
因为旧约都是一些故事。
Because it's always stories in the Old Testament.
我从小就喜欢听故事。
I love to listen to the story when I was a child.
到老了还喜欢听故事。
Now still like to listen to the story.
所以呢，今天我们就透过基甸的故事来了解我们侍奉重要的原则。
So today we're going to talk about the story of Gideon so that we can learn how to serve.
这个基甸的故事是发生在士师。
The story of Gideon is happening in the age of judges.
大概距今天要3000年到3300年左右这个时间里边。
It's about 3,000 and 3,400 years.
在那个时代里面的。那么在那个时候呢，咱们学这个圣经概览的时候，我们知道啊，有一个我们叫做士师循环的现象。
When we study the book of Judges, we learned there is the circles in the time of the judges.
那么在这个循环什么样呢？就是当他们进到神所应许的地的时候啊，他们就开始拜偶像。
The circle start with when they come to the promised land, they start to worship the idols.
那么他一拜偶像以后啊，就导致道德上的败坏。
When they start to worship the idol, they have morally corrupted.
那么然后呢，神就兴起这个外邦人来管教他们，来攻打他们。
So God have the Gentiles to attack them and invade them.
然后他们就很痛苦了。
And then they suffer.
然后他们就开始说，神啊，拯救我们。
Then they cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, please save us.
然后这时候神就差遣使者去告诉他们，你们为什么受痛苦。
Then Lord send the prophets to tell them why you suffer.
然后呢，就兴起一个士师来拯救他们。
And they raised the judges to help them, to save them.
然后这个他们国中就太平一段时间。
And they will have peace for a while.
那么当他们一和平一安定一段时间以后，他们又去拜偶像了。
When they have peace for a while, they start to worship the idols again.
然后呢，就又一个循环来了。
As another circle started.
在士师记里边明显记录了最少有12次这样的循环。
There is a 12 kind of circles written in the book of Judges.
那么圣经没有把每一个循环都比较详细的记录下来。
The Bible didn't write down all the details of every single circles.
那么基甸这一个循环呢，圣经记录的是稍微详细一点的。
But the story of Gideon is actually quite well detailed written down.
那么就是我们大概能够了解里边的一些细节。
So we can look through more details through this story.
那么基甸大概是第五个循环的时候。
Gideon is almost about at the fifth.
所以在这个这个士师记的第六章一开始的时候啊，就说以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
So in start of the chapter 6 for the story of Gideon, it said again the Israel did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
那么这表示什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
表示在神的子民当中出了问题了。
It means that God's people has problems.
所以上帝要做事情。
So God need to do something.
刚才领唱的姊妹说到咱们教会也出事。
Just now I was talking about something happened in our church.
那么神允许这些事情发生。
And God allowed this thing happen.
那么表明我们中间是有问题的。
It means that we have some problems in our church.
神允许这些事情发生的时候。
When God allowed this kind of thing happen.
那么神要叫我们去思想。
And God wants us to think.
那么当然这个发生的事情是什么呢？当时的以色列人的时候啊，就是神兴起米甸人、亚玛利人和东方人来攻击以色列。
At the time of the Gideon, that Lord has raised the people from the eastern countries, the Midians and the Malachites to invade Israel.
好，这里有一个两份以色列的地图。
So this is a map of Israel.
那么这边的这一份呢，就是我们现在的左手边的这份，是现在的以色列地图。
On the left hand side is the map of Israel on these days.
那么右边的这一份呢，就是当年基甸的时候以色列十二个支派的分布图。
On the right hand side, the map represents the time of the judges and for the 12 tribes of Israel.
在这边我们从上面看，上面是亚兰。
So on the you can see there's a countries of Alan.
下面是以东，不是亚门。
And Yemen.
Ammon.
Ammon.
然后是 Moab， 是摩押。
And then Moab.
然后是 Edom， 以东。然后这里说米甸，米甸在这个图上没有，米甸是在下面，在这儿的。
And on the country of Midian, it is on the a little bit at the bottom of the country, on the below it Edom.
这个说亚玛利，亚玛利住在什么地方呢？就是今天的西奈半岛。
And so talking about Amalekites, and where's the Amalekites belong to?
他们在西奈半岛。
It's in the peninsula, in the Sinai.
Sinai, 这个哎，peninsula 啊。然后呢，这个还有东方人。
And also some people from eastern countries.
这个东方人其实后来啊，这个圣经告诉我们，他们其实是今天的阿拉伯人。
The eastern people, it's actually represented as people from Arabic.
从 Saudi Arabic 是从阿拉伯那边过来的。
From today's the place like Saudi Arabic.
所以他们三个民族这个集中到一块儿，然后来攻打。以色列。
So it's three nations and try to unite together and invade Israel.
那么在今天的经文里边呢，说他们过了河以后啊，他们都在耶斯列平原聚集。耶斯列平原，你看这个图啊，就在这个位置。
So once they cross the river, they actually gathering together in that place, Israel.
这个叫 Israel place， 就
plate，
就是以色列平原啊，耶斯列平原。那么他们圣经上说啊，他们从这里啊一直打到加沙地带，打到这个地方。
And they actually invaded Israel all the way until Gaza.
所以他就等于说把整个这个以色列地啊毁坏的很厉害的。
So they pretty much ruined the whole a lot of Israel's.
圣经说他们一来啊，他们带着帐篷，带着骆驼，像海边的沙那么多的人来了，就抢夺，就毁坏，所以这个以色列人就很糟糕，很痛苦了。
So all they invaded the countries and they came on the land and ruined the crops all the way to the Gaza and did not spare living things for Israel.
那么上帝做这件事情是根据。神早就透过摩西和他们所立的约。
So why God do this? It's because God has actually already have a covenant with them through Moses.
就是说，当你们遵守神的律法的时候
，If you obey my law，
神给你们丰富和和平。
You will be blessed with abundance, properties, and peace.
如果你们违背神的律法的时候
，If you sin against law，
那么神先叫你们。在土地上出问题。
You will have problems first things in the land.
那么神叫雨不下来。
God will, you know, ask, there's no rain.
那么叫土地里边有虫子。
There's locusts or insects on the ground.
然后，如果你还不听，神让你长病。
If you still not obey, you might be sick.
是你还不听，神就兴起外邦人来打你。
If you still not repent, you will have the Gentiles to invade the country.
神说你啊，从一条路出去打仗，要从七条路逃跑。
The Lord said, you come with one way, but then you will fret with seven different ways.
那么，如果你还不听，神要把你重新从应许之地上把你赶出去。
And the Lord said, if you still continue not to repent and turn back to God, you will be struck from the promised land.
神是有忍耐的神。
The Lord is with patience.
所以，神给世世世代十二个循环。
The Lord have given the time of Israel is like 12 different circles.
所以神等待他们。
The Lord has been waited patiently for them.
实在不行了，神让他们进入列王时期。
And then they turn to the ages of the kings.
那么神又给他们几百年列王的时期。
And God gave them a few hundred years in the times of kings.
但实在不行，最后才让他们把他们赶散出去，被巴比伦、被亚述把他们消灭掉了。
But at the end, Israel still not turn back to God, so they were, getting out from that promised land and ruined by the Babylon.
所以神做的所有的这些事情都是有依据的。
So God have done all these things according to a laws.
那么这个依据是为了叫以色列人明白为什么这些事情会发生。
So the law is to let the Israel understand why this will happen.
所以当这些事情发生的时候啊，以色列人应该知道他们有问题了。
When this kind of thing happens, Israel should know or understand they have problems.
有问题应该怎么办？
What to do if you have problems?
有问题应该怎么办？
What shall we do?
你发现以色列人啊，很有意思，他们各种各样的方法都有的。
You found it's Israel have all different kind of ways.
有的人就到山洞到地上挖洞子里逃跑。
Someone make themselves a cave or shelter.
有些人干脆逃到国外去了。
And some people just fled out of the foreign country.
这个谁逃到国外去了？
Who fled to the foreign country?
就是拿俄米。
And Naomi.
后来他就带了一个路德回来。
And she bring back Ruth.
这个拿俄米这个名字，我给我女儿起名字叫拿俄米。
I also name my daughter Naomi.
因为她的名字是甜的意思。
Because the name means sweet.
可是后来她逃离了，她解决她问题吗？
When she fled, and did she solve her problem?
没有。
No.
后来她回来的时候，她给她改名了，叫什么？
When she come back, she want to change her name.
她叫拉玛，她说她就是变成苦了。
She want to change her name to Lama because it means bitter.
这个，所以这个。逃跑也不是解决的办法。
To escape is not a good way.
所以什么是解决的办法？
What's the correct way?
什么办法？
What?
悔改。
Repent.
这是唯一的出路。
This is the only solution.
可是人就是不肯悔改。
But people just don't want to repent.
那些没逃跑的人，他们想了一个办法。
The people who didn't escape, they found themselves a way.
这个办法也没有完全错。
And it's not really a completely wrong.
他们就说：“上帝啊，帮助我们解决问题。”
They cried out to the Lord, Lord, please help us.
这个求的对象对了。
It's good to beg for God.
They're right. That's the right target for the call to.
Okay, that's just the right target to call to.
可是呢，的内容是不对的。
But the content is wrong.
This is not right because 他们不悔改啊，他们只想叫上帝帮他解决问题，可是他们不想悔改他们的错误。
But if you don't want to repent but only cry out to the help of the Lord, it's still not the right.
即便就是这样，
but even this,
神还是帮助他们。
God still help them.
那么神帮助他们不仅仅是为了解决他们的问题。
God helped them not only to solve their problem,
还是盼望他们能够悔改。
But still, hoping they can repent.
那么这个悔改的根本，
the principle of repentance,
是在信仰上的归正。
It's to turn down,
to make their faith correct.
To make the faith correct.
他们信仰的对象要正确。
They need to worship the correct target.
所以他们这个一切问题产生的根源啊，是先从正确的信仰上走错路了，这个才产生了问题的，就是那又产生后来问题的那个根本。
The problem started with they have worshipped the wrong targets. They worshipped the idol.
可是神怎么样把他们带回到他们正确的信仰里边去呢？
But how God have led them back to the right path of the faith?
就是在这个过程当中来实现。
That's to buy all these. Process.
因此在这个基甸的这件事情上，
So in the story of Gideon,
神要叫以色列人看见，
The Lord want Israel to see.
那能够祝福他的，
The one who can bless them.
拯救他们的，
Who can save them.
能够听他们祷告的，
Who listen to their prayers.
不是他们所拜的巴利，
It's not about the idol they worship.
而是这一位领他们出埃及的独一的真神，
It's the only God who have led them out of Egypt.
所以在这个基甸去打仗的整个这个过程里边呢，神要引他们来归正了。
So when Gideon the fight for during his war the war or the Gideon's fighting, it's the time that the Lord have to lead them back to the right path.
很多时候啊，我们不大了解神做事情的原则。
Sometimes we don't really understand the way that God do things.
所以我们常常对神产生误解。
So we sometimes misunderstand God.
这个在圣经上说，神把以色列人交给米甸人。
So in the verses that God gave them into the hands of the Midianites.
几年？
How many years?
七年。
Seven years.
哇，七年是个不短的时间。
Seven years is not a short time.
这个如果一年两年还好说。
If it's just 1 or 2 years, it's still okay.
三年四年还能忍。
3 or 4 years, we might be able to endure.
五年六年很痛苦了。
It start to suffer if it's 5 or 6 years.
七年的时间了。
7 years.
那是谁呀、啊？那是神的子民呢、啊。
Who are those people? They are God's people.
所以咱们教会出问题，出了几个月，我们已经很困难了，是吧？
We already suffer when our church have the issues for just a few months.
这个我们就感到很痛苦了。
We are suffering. We feel painful.
如果给你两年三年这样的痛苦，
If you suffer like this for 2 or 3 years,
五年六年这样的痛苦，
5 or 6 years,
哇，活不下去。
We might not be able to live.
神忍住心让你经历这个痛苦。
God wants you to experience this kind of pain.
然后让你知道你自己的能力是有限的。
And let you to realize that you have limited capability.
神说你有本事。
God said,You have power.
你做。
You can do it by yourself in your way.
所以神让你自己做。
So God wants you to experience by yourself.
直到你真的知道你自己不行了。
Until you realize you are incapable.
所以我们上次讲过这个问题。
Last time we talked about this.
人最根本、最难解决的一个罪。
The most difficult sin that we need to deal with.
就是人的骄傲。
It's our own pride.
上帝要打垮人的骄傲。
God wants to break your pride.
让你经历痛苦。
So you can experience the suffering.
你才能客观地知道，原来人是很无能的。
So you can realize humans are very incapable.
是不是这样？
Is that real?
其实我们所有所做的一些事情。
Actually, all the things that we have done,
我们觉得我们能做的时候，
we think we are capable.
其实很多很多条件来促成了这件事情。
It's actually that a lot of the other things to help you to get through this.
这一切的条件失去一样，我们立刻完蛋。
Any of these conditions that you've just lost one, you might not be able to achieve it.
所以神忍住让以色列人受痛苦。
So God wants Israel to experience the suffering.
就是让他们知道你不行。
So that they can realize their incapability.
然后第二件事情上你要知道。
And the second thing that God wants you to know.
我行。
God said, I'm able.
所以在这一个过程的里面。
So during this process.
就是我们今天所讲的这个故事。
So that's the story that we're happening.That we're talking about today.
所以神一直等到以色列人的祷告说，神啊，来救我们呢。
So God wait until the Israel cried out to the Lord and say, God, please help us.
当他们看到这个米甸人又来了。
When they see the Midianites came again.
他们过河，这个是上面是加利利湖死海，他们大概从下边过来以后，从约旦河的这个位置来，这个就是在约旦河的中上游这个位置过河。
So they crossed the river. So you can see the Lake Galilee and the Jordan River. They probably just came down from all the way from the bottom to the up and crossed the Jordan River in that area.
那么我照的这个地方，这个绿下边这个深稍微深一点绿色的这个地方呢，这个就是耶斯列平原。
So the place that a little bit below Nazareth is the Israel Plain.
那么我们知道耶斯列平原，就是圣经里边所预言的将来最后那场战争的时候，叫哈梅基多顿大战，就是那一个战场。
We know that that's the place very very flat, and it was actually prophesied in the book in the Bible that might be the last war, the Megiddo.
叫 Harmagedon， 就是这个，就是最后那场战争。所以这个地方呢是经常军队打仗的地方。
There's many wars is happening there.
那么当这个米甸人、亚玛利人、东方人在那里布散在那个平原里面的时候。
When all these armies from the Midianites, the Amalekites, troops, their armies there.
那么这边呢，山上边，你看这边的黄的也是山。
There's mountains in the north.
所以两边的以色列人都从山上往下看。
So the Israel will be able to watch out from the mountains.
看他们多得像蝗虫一样那么多。
And they see their enemies are that much like a locust.
这个帐篷、骆驼。
Camels and camels.
他们就害怕。
And they start to fear.
说这个怎么办呢？
How can we do?
所以神让他们看见这个景象的时候，就是要打倒他们的骄傲。
God wants them to see this so that they can be their pride can be broken.
所以他们只能想到一个办法。
They can only find one way.
逃跑。
Escape.
他们没有办法去面对这个问题。
They can't face this by themselves.
那么当然，这里边也有一些人在那里祷告耶和华。
And some people still pray for the Lord.
这时候，上帝差遣一个使者，上帝要做事了。
Now God wants to do something, and He sends a prophet.
那么来到一个地方叫俄弗拉，这个地方呢，在地图上没有，是个小地方啊，大概在西马拿西的这个下边这个位置有一个。有一个村庄，也是在山上的一个，在这个加密山上面的一个小村庄。
So God sent the angels to the place Ophrah. It's not mentioned in the map, but it's a very very small little village.
那它也是在这个加密山上面的。
It's also in the mountain of.
所以大概在这个加密山上面呢，就能看到大概就在这个位置。你看到这个红的这个加沙，这个约旦河西岸的红线边上，这个在这个位置。
Okay. Yeah. So the little village Ophrah was located in the mountains.
所以他从这里呢就能看到这个耶斯列平原那些米甸人的营地。
Yeah. From that village, you can actually see the enemies camping around in that place.
那么到那里呢，这个神的使者就找到了基甸。
And the angel of God found Gideon.
那么基甸这个人他在那里干什么呢？
What was Gideon doing at that time?
他在那里打麦子。
He was threshing wheat.
那么他在一个酒榨那个地方打麦子。
In a wine press.
哎，这很奇怪，他为什么在酒榨的地方打麦子呢？
It's strange, isn't it? Why you are threshing wheat in a wine press?
这个压酒的时间和打麦子的时间是不一样的。
Because it's different time to oppress the wine and to do the wheat.
那么这个时候，米甸人不会想到人打麦子会在酒榨那个地方打麦子的。
Because the Midianites think people will not threshing the wheat in the wine press.
他说这里说啊，他为了防备米甸人。
Because it said it was to keep it from the Midianites.
所以这个基甸这个人啊，他是一个，他没有，首先他没有逃跑。
First of all, the Gideon he didn't escape.
然后呢，他在那里做工，在那里要防备米甸人。
He started still working and he tried to keep it away from the Midianites.
所以他也很用心啊，就米甸人不会注意到他在一个打酒榨的地方来保护自己的粮食。
He's actually very careful. He tried to protect his crops from Midianites because he's dealing with the wheat in the wine press. People's price that people would not think they would do in those area location.
神的使者遇见米甸的时候，遇见基甸的时候，
When the angel of God came to appear to Gideon,
把他称为是大能的勇士。
He called him mighty warrior.
那么他。怎么样是一个大能的勇士？圣经上没有说。
Why he is a mighty warrior is not details in the scripture.
但是至少他是一个在米甸人的面前，在那里自己在那里干活，在那里想要保护自己的自己。他不光是给自己吃吧，我想也是保护自己民族的这样的一个人。
He is someone that he is still trying to protect his, you know, the crops from his for his people.
这个上帝所使用的人
the people who God will use
往往有一个共同的特点
and they normally have a common sense
当然他们有比方说他们都有信心啊怎么怎么样啊这个但是他还有一个特点
some of them may have faith but they all have a common thing
那么他们都是有责任心的人
they are the people with responsibility
所以他们对自己的民族对自己的那个时代有一种强烈的责任感。
They feel responsible for the people and the town.
只有有责任感的人，上帝用他。
Only the people with responsibility that God will use them.
一个对自己的民族、对自己的这个家庭或者对自己的周围的环境不关心的人，上帝不会用他的。
Someone who doesn't care about their people, their families, or you know the surrounding environment.God probably will not use you.
很多人只关心自己。
Many people only care about themselves.
我的感受，我的生活，我的关系，别的我不管。
My feeling, my concerns, my life, I don't care about other things.
我们像摩西是一个有责任感的人。
We said Moses is someone with responsibility.
所以他为了自己的民族，他宁可不当这个法老的继承人了。
So he gave up the inheritance with Pharaoh because of his people.
所以这个神就大大的使用他。
So God used him.
那么这时候神找到了一个有责任感的人。
So now God found someone who with responsibility.
这个人就是基甸。
This is Gideon.
那么神就呼召他。
And the Lord called Gideon.
那么基甸是不是一个在神学上非常清楚的人呢
？Is Gideon someone know God's will in theology? Good in theology?
我们看来不是的。
Probably not.
基甸也怀疑，他说：“神啊，如果你是上帝，你帮助我们，我们何苦这么痛苦呢
？”Gideon seems not very clear because he said, "If the Lord is with us, why have all this happened to us?"
我们在座的弟兄姊妹，在我们的教会当中，有没有这样的祷告？
Did anybody have the similar questions when you pray to the Lord?
神啊，如果你我们是教会做你的工作，为什么这些事情临到我们呢
？Sometimes we pray, God, if this is we are your people, this is your church, why all these things happen to us?
这是人共同的毛病。
This is a common in human being.
就是一有什么问题，我们先责怪别人，不想自己的。
Whenever something happens, we always want to question other people instead of to ask ourselves.
基甸也是一样的，他不是想到说我们以色列人出了什么问题，而是说上帝啊，你有问题了。
Gideon is something similar. He didn't question what happened, what's wrong with our Israel people, but he start to question the Lord.
上帝先不讲话，先做事。
The Lord didn't answer his question, but God do something.
这个我们看基甸呢。他先试验试验，他说：“这个跟我讲话的到底是不是真的上帝啊
？”So Gideon want to test if this is the Lord.
那么他就献祭，然后神那个神的使者就把他的祭物烧了。
So he bring up an offering, and the angels burned the offering.
基甸说：“哇，真是神呐！”
And Gideon said, "Wow, this is real God."
所以他就很兴奋，想要做事。
He's very excited, so he wanted starting to okay action.
上帝说：“你慢着。”
Lord said, "Wait."
我还要你试验我，我也得试验试验你。
So you want to test me, I want to test you as well.
那么上帝就给基甸一个小小的使命。
So God have gives one task to Gideon.
叫他去把他父亲 的巴利的庙把它拆了。
So God asked Gideon to break the temple of Baal.
原来他爸爸是个拜偶像。
And his father is people who worship idols.
所以我们就发现神用人啊，神不拘一格的。
So God used people that doesn't need to have always the same kind.
这一个巴利庙里边的这个主持人的儿子，神要用他。
Even someone, the fathers worshipped the idol, but he still used his son.
但是上帝说，你去把你爸爸的巴利庙拆了。
But the God said, go to break the altars of your father's God, the Baal.
把那个坛拆了，把旁边的那个拜的偶像把它都砍掉。
Break the altar and just broke all these things.
这个基甸不敢白天去。
Gideon doesn't want to go in the daytime.
所以晚上偷偷摸摸就去了。
So he just go in the nighttime.
我也曾经干过这种事。
I used to do something similar.
这个在回到国内的时候，我到一个山上去，我一看那个地方有一个小庙。
There's once I go back to China and I see there's a temple.
这个庙里边弄着什么各种偶像在里面。
There's idols in the temple.
那天下大雪。
And it's a snowy day.
这个我跟另外一个弟兄去了。
I went with another brother.
这个然后我们四围观看。
So we just watch around.
发现没有人。
Found no one's there.
我说怎么样？砸。
Okay, let's do it.
然后弟兄说：“哎呀，这个不，最好还是不要动它了。”
And the brother said, "Nah, better not do it."
我说你害怕吗
？Do you fear?
我说不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
砸掉。
Let's just break the idols.
砸完了以后，其实我也害怕。
After I broke that, actually, I'm also a little bit fear.
跑吧。
Let's escape.
然后我们就逃掉了。
So we just escape.
这个有些时候人的心里边啊，会有一种莫名其妙的恐慌。
Sometimes we do have fear in our heart.
其实我们知道那个泥胎那个东西算不得什么的。
We know that's not a real god.
这个可是人的心里边还是有点恐惧感。
But we do feel the fear in our heart.
结果。这个基甸也是一样的。
And Gideon is the same.
晚上带着他的仆人去，把那个巴利的庙把它毁了。
He broke the altars with his servants together at night.
这个第二天发生的事很重要。
What happened in the next day morning is very important.
这个基甸他爸爸没说什么。
His father didn't say anything.
但是马拿西的百姓不干。
But the people in Manasseh is
说谁把我们的神庙给拆了
？Who broke our altar？
下边的话很重要，把他拉出来杀他。
And he must die。
所以在这里我们就看到马拿西是什么人啊
？So now we can realize what's the people in Manasseh？
是以色列人啊，对不对
？It's Israel。
神的子民啊
？It's God's people。
可是毁坏偶像的事，神的子民不干。
But if you want to break the idol's altar, the God's people actually doesn't want to let you go.
所以很多时候教会里边的人也是这样的。
Sometimes people in the church is the same.
说我们要跟随耶稣，我们要这样做的。
We want to follow Jesus. Want to do this or that.
结果我们自己的弟兄姊妹起来，哎，你不可以这样做。
And sometimes our brothers and sisters said, "No, you can't do this."
而且这里边的矛盾可能会很严重的。
And this can sometimes have a very serious conflict.
那为什么会这样
？Why this happen?
因为我们每一个人都有自己的想法。
Because we all have our own opinion.
所以圣经上说，那时候啊，人任意而行。
And people in the scripture said people do what they like.
所以，神当时的那个。那个行动是向整个他自己的子民来做见证的。
So God testified himself through in front of all his people.
但是，基甸在这个事情上得胜。
But God, Gideon's win in this case.
当他在这件事情得胜的时候
，When he win this,
发生了一件伟大的事。
Great things happen.
什么事
？What is this?
耶和华的灵就降在他身上。
The spirit of the Lord came upon him.
所以今天弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
我们教会的侍奉能不能够成功
？Our serve in the church can we have a successful successful serve？
甚至于不在乎我们的神学上多么正确。
It's not doesn't need to be we are very right in theology.
我们读圣经。信仰正确很重要。
It's very important for us to read the Bible. We have a right faith.
但还不是最重要。
It's not even that.
你说当年跟随耶稣的那些那些使徒那些门徒们他们的信仰正不正确
All those disciples who used to follow Jesus do you think they have a correct faith
那么他们这个是主耶稣亲自训练的对不对
And our Lord Jesus trained them by himself
然后他们亲眼见过耶稣基督复活了对不对
They see God's come back to life
这些人要建立教会岂不是很有资格吗
Isn't them the most capable people to set up the church?
但是耶稣怎么说
But what Jesus said?
说你们不要离开耶路撒冷
Don't leave Jerusalem.
你们不能去的
You can't go.
凭着你们这些训练不够的
It's not enough for all this discipleship.
缺乏一个关键的东西
You still lack of one important thing.
这是什么
What's that?
缺乏圣灵的充满
the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit.
所以神的灵要降临。
The God's Spirit will come.
然后加上那些受过训练、心里顺服的人，这个工作才能够做成。
Plus the people who had been trained with obedience hearts.
所以这两样东西不能缺少的。
We can't do one without another.
这个灵恩派的教会是光强调了圣灵的工作，而忽略人的训练。
Sometimes people who talk too much about the Holy Spirit and instead of the disciple trainingship, the discipleship.
那么传统的教会就光讲圣经、讲神学。但是忽略圣灵的能力。
And some other church talk too much about the Bibles, the scriptures, however, without the Holy Spirit.
圣经从一开始的时候就说这两样东西是同样的重要的。
That actually these two are the equally important.
所以这里说圣灵降临。
The Spirit of the Lord came.
然后这个基甸就开始吹角了。
And Gideon blew his trumpet.
这个基甸一吹角，就有很多人来跟随他。
Once Gideon blew the trumpets, many people come to follow him.
为什么很多人会跟随他
？Why many people come to follow him?
为什么
？Why?
圣灵的工作。
It's the Holy Spirit.
不是基甸多么了不起。
Not because Gideon is so good.
神和基甸之间的谈话，那些人并不知道的。
People don't know the conversation between God and Gideon.
可是当神的工作要开始的时候
，When God will do His work，
神就会感动人来做成他的工作了。
God will touch the Holy Spirit will touch people's heart。
然后当时他吹角的时候啊
，Once he blew his trumpet，
这个就由西布伦、亚舍、拿弗他利的人来跟随。基甸。
So we have many people from other tribes come to follow Gideon.
很奇怪，没有以撒家的人。
But not the people from Isad.
这个以撒家这个地方呢，就是在你看他这个以撒家在这里啊，他就是在这个米甸人过河一过来，首先占领的就是以撒家。
The tribe of Isad is actually located just the first things when the Midianites crossed the river.
所以当时基甸吹角的时候，根本不敢到以撒家支派去吹角的。
So Gideon doesn't want to blow the trumpets in those place.
所以他是在周围的那些支派吹角。
He blew the trumpets in the surrounding tribes.
然后那里边就有很多人来跟随他了。
So many people from those tribes come to follow him.
那么我想这些人跟随他还有另外一个原因。
I think there's another reason when those people follow him.
反正已经活不下去了嘛。
They're desperate.
跟着他拼一把吧。
So let's just fight with him.
这些人就来了。
So they come.
来了多少人呢
？How many people come?
32,000人。
32,000 people.
上帝看了看。说不行，人太多了。
God said, "There's too many people."
所以，先第一个拣选的方法。
The first way of how to choose the people.
说害怕的回去。
Anyone who tremble with fear may turn back.
这个打仗的时候。
When we fight.
最怕有顾虑的人。
There's actually people with hesitation is the one with most concerns.
这个什么样的人会害怕
？What kind of people will be fearful?
当然，天生小胆的人会害怕。
People who may be with
他 naturally 他 scary 的那种孩子，是吧？他天生就小胆啊。
People who are a little bit coward。
这个是这种人呢，在一开始这个三万两千人里边就不会包括这种人的。
If they are coward, they might not be one of those 32,000 people。
所以这个呼召出来的这三万两千人里边，不包括天生小胆的人了。
The 32,000 people doesn't include those people who is a coward。
可是这里边还有害怕的人。
But still, people actually still be fearful。
为什么他们还会害怕
？Why still they tremble with fear？
当然，圣经里没有说。
It was not mentioned in the scripture。
至少有一点我们可以了解。
But something at least we can。
就是这些人啊，往往是，后边有很多顾虑的。
People who with a lot of concerns.
所以家里边可能还有钱呢。
Maybe they have still have property.
老婆孩子一大堆呀。
A big family.
这个家里有产业了，有各种东西。总之是，觉得放我死了以后，万这糟糕了，这怎么办呢
？They just have all sort of kind of hesitation.
所以往往是太多顾虑的人。
People who have concerns.
说这样的人回去。
So with the people with concerns or hesitation, you can turn back.
然后就有。22,000人回去了。
So 22,000 men left.
剩下一万人。
Only 10,000 remain.
那么圣经告诉我们，这些来的这些外邦人啊，都十几万人。
There's actually also with other Gentiles, there's more than maybe 150,000 people.
那么一万对这些人已经很少了，对不对
？If it's just 10,000 with the enemy, it's still
神说不行，还太多了。
Not enough. But God said, no, it's too much.
那么再减。
So I need to have another reduction.
我们看下一张图。
So we see another pictures.
你看这个最前边的这两个人。
You see the men in the front.
神把他们大概带到基顺河那个地方，叫他们去喝水。
Lead them to the river for them to drink.
这个。然后就把人分成两边两部分了。
So separate the two different kind of people.
你看这个趴下喝水的这个人。
You see the one who knelt down to drink.
周围发生什么事他还能看见吗
？Did he see if anything happened?
他看不见。
He can't see.
可是这个捧着喝水的人。
But the one to use the hands to grab the water.
这两个捧着喝水的人。
The one who used the hand to grab the water.
是表示。他们是有警觉心的人。
So they actually can be 警觉。
他们是有这个 sensitive alert。
Yeah, they have a sensitive alert in their hearts.
所以，上帝就把这种人选出来了。
So God chose this kind of people.
选了多少人呢
？How many did He chose?
300人。
300。
然后那9,300人。回家。
All these other 9,700 people, you can go home.
人啊，这个憨厚其实是件好事。
憨厚。
憨厚应该翻译成什么？你懂得就可以了。可是神不大喜欢憨厚的人。
But God.Might not like this kind of people with just an honest heart, but not alert.
神喜欢那个愿意思想的人。
God like the people who love to think.
这个，因为人思想的时候
，when people think,
神的灵才能在他心里工作的。
God's spirit can work in you.
一个人没有警觉的心。
If someone without alerting,
一天做什么事情，哈哈哈哈，很高兴。
It's just kind of silly and just don't think about too much.
所以，脑子里边不想东西的。
With an empty mind.
这个我们人和人之间做朋友很好。
It's good to be friends.
可是上帝不能用这样的人啊。
But sometimes God cannot use you if you.
因为神的灵要感动他，他感觉不到的。
Because sometimes when God wants to inspire you, but He can't feel anything.
所以这个一个人在神的面前啊，你看这个以利亚他祷告，他这个在山上祷告的时候，轰轰烈烈的事情发生。
When the prophet Elijah is praying,
Yeah, 这个 great things happen, 大事情发生
great things happen.
上帝不在那些大事情里面
But God was not there.
那么等到那个事情过了以后
When these things are gone,
上帝用一个非常微小的声音跟他讲话
The little voice is whispered to him.
所以这就告诉你你要预备一个非常敏感的心灵在上帝的面前
So it actually reminds us we need to have a sensitive heart in front of God.
所以这个圣灵要在这帮人身上工作
Holy Spirit needs to work on this kind of people.
那么这些人要在身边勇敢
You need to be brave.
那么这些人要在神面前非常的敏锐
Very, very sensitive.
所以神的灵才能感动他
So that God's spirit will inspire you.
然后拣选了300人
So 300 people was chosen.
那么这个时候他们大概上一页他们大概就在这个加米山的上面
So they was probably gathering in that mountain.
然后那些这个敌人在山下面。
The enemy was camped on the bottom of the mountain.
如果这个时候你是基甸
，If you are Gideon at that time,
你什么感觉
？How do you feel?
你什么感觉
？How do you feel?
这个好几万人都走了。
Almost like a few ten thousand people's gone.
剩下三百人。
Only 300 people remain.
那么这三百人，圣经说他们。不是那些很会打仗的人。
Those 300 people might not even be a mighty warrior.
可能也不是什么社会上很有地位、很有能力的人。
Might not be those people who with a lot of powers.
弄不好里边还有一个要饭的。
May not have some beggars.
那么在人看来，这是一帮什么乌合之众啊
？People think this is so ordinary people.
来自于可能不同的支派。
Coming from different tribes.
这怎么办呢
How should we do?
用这么一帮人去和那些人去打仗
To fight a big army with just these 300 people, non-ordinary people?
上帝，你开玩笑吧
Are you kidding?
这怎么可能呢
This is not going to be possible.
哎，上帝就是这样做事情
But God do things like this way.
所以这个这次我去以色列啊，这个导游跟我讲了一句话
So this time when I come to, when I go to Israel, the tour guide said something to me.
这个就写在咱们的周报上
It's actually mentioned in our newsletter.
叫神看人不同于人看人
God see people doesn't like men human people see other people
因为有一个姊妹在车上问一个问题
Because our sister asked a question
是不是你问
Someone not me but I also very touched by that story as well yes
她说这个皂荚树这就是皂荚树
So this is a trees it's a kind of trees who people use the wood to build the temple
这个不是 temple 是里边的那个约柜啊那些 furniture 在这个 temple 里边的时候、
yeah.
用的是那个皂荚树
yeah that's a kind of wood who actually people use to build the ark and you know all these things and to serve in the holy temple、yes.
那么那个树啊又矮又就像个树丛一样它根本锯不出材料怎么可能用这种树呢
well you see it's very surprised because it's like bushes it's not like a tree
这个导游就说啊，神看树不像人看树。
The tour guide said when God sees a tree, He sees a different way that humans see a tree.
人看的这个东西是没有用的。
We see this is useless.
哎，上帝就要用它。
But God want to use it.
这就是神的作为。
This is God's way.
所以这三百人啊，在人看来，这怎么行呢
？So these 300 people, when in the human's eye, it's useless.
所以我们。这个教会也许人看着，这帮人怎么行呢
？So maybe people look at our church is the same way. How those people can do anything good?
神看人不像人看人。
But God look in a different way.
今天啊，我们有两位我们的弟兄姊妹要奉主的名出去传道。
Today we have two brothers and sisters going to have missionary in God's name.
他们也可能是皂荚树。
They might be the
说这样的人怎么行呢？
Then how can they do things?
对不起，我这样说。
Forgive me if I say like this.
这个我们人看人啊，就是这样的。
Because sometimes we see in our own way.
是神看人不一样的。
But God see them differently.
神不看外表。
God didn't look at you know the appearance.
神看内心。
Because God looked into your own heart.
当时这个大卫做王的时候。
When David was the king.
这个 这个撒母耳就看他的这个几个兄弟
，and Samuel look at his brothers，
就看到那个长得又高又帅又聪明的那一个。
He sees the brother who is handsome and tall and looks very powerful。
上帝，他说肯定上帝拣选这一个。
He said he that must be the chosen one from God。
上帝说 no， 不选他。
God said no， that's not my chosen people。
最后选一个小牧羊王。
So he chose David who is a shepherd。
这个撒母耳说，上帝，你搞错。
Samuel said God， it's wrong。
我听你的，那以色列人也不会认他的。
Even I listen to you, but the Israelites will not recognize him as their king.
所以大卫做王的这个路很艰难的。
So it's a difficult way when King David become a king.
上帝叫以色列人知道，神看人看得才准。
God wants the Israel people to know that I chose the right people for you as your king.
扫罗做王的时候，以色列人一看就高兴了，说：“哇，这才是我们的王。”
When Saul was the king, and Israel think this is our king, this is a good king.
那叫人看人。
Because that's through a human's eye.
但是上帝拣选了大卫，那叫神看人。
But God chose David. It's actually in God's eyes. He's in favor of God.
神看人看得准，还是神看人看得准？当然是神看人看得准嘛。
Who is more correct, human's eyes or God's eye? Of course, it's God's eye.
这个时候啊，上帝怕这个基甸害怕。
And now God actually even look after Gideon's feeling. He's afraid that Gideon might be a fear.
上帝说你害怕吗
？Do you fear?
基甸说有点。
Gideon said yeah, a little bit.
他说今天晚上你到米甸营里边去，我叫你听见一个声音，你就不怕了。
And God said, actually, you go tonight to your enemy. You will listen to something, then you will be encouraged.
结果基甸晚上就去了。
And then Gideon go at night.
这个就听见两个守夜的哨兵在谈话。
And hear two soldiers talking.
有一个人说，我做了个梦。
And someone said, I have a dream.
他说我梦见一个大麦饼。
I dream of a round of loaf of barley.
从山上滚下来。
Tumbling from the mountain and into our camp.
他说这个就撞到我们的这个营的帐篷上面去了。
And in tumbling into our camp.
他说我们的帐篷就翻倒了。
And it stuck the tent and the tent overturned and collapsed.
然后另外一个士兵就说啊。
And another soldier said.
他说这不是别的。他说这是耶和华的基甸的刀。
This can't be nothing other than the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, the Israelite.
这个话很难翻译的。
It's really difficult to translate.
这个它是耶和华的基甸，基甸的刀。
It's the Gideon's of the Lord and the sword of Gideon.
哎，这个是个，它是这样的一个耶和华的基甸，它是这个基甸的刀。
And it's all connected. The Gideon's of the Lord and the sword of Gideon.
结果耶和华选择了基甸。
So God chose Gideon.
上帝又为基甸选择了300人。
God chose 300 people for him.
那么这300人就是上帝手中要用的那个打败米甸人的神手中的那个刀。
So these 300 people is the sword that God wants to use to defeat other enemy.
结果这个刀是什么呢
？What's this sword?
是一个大麦饼。
It's a lot of barley.
大麦饼。这个大麦是一种很粗的粮食。
This barley is very coarse food.
通常情况下人不吃的，但是喂牲口的。
Normally people will not eat it. It's normally to feed the animals.
所以这个在人看来啊，大麦饼是个很糟糕、很粗的东西。
In humans' eye, the loaf of barley it's something you it's not very useful.
这个基甸的这三百人啊，就像一个大麦饼。
So the 300 people of Gideon is like a loaf of barley.
这个在人看来根本算不得什么的。
In human side, this is nothing.
可是它是一个饼。
But it's a loaf.
它不是一筐的大麦粒。
It's not a bucket of the barley.
那么如果是一筐大麦粒，哗撒出去了，对不对
？If it's a bucket of barley, you might still be able to throw it out to the enemies.
不是的。
No.
它是一个饼。
It's a loaf.
表示什么意思
？What does it mean？
表示他们是合一的。
Because means they are united。
那么这个饼啊，它你做成饼肯定是面嘛。
When you use the barley to break as a bread。
所以那都是每一个粒子都磨碎了以后才能加工，才能粘到一块去的。
So those barley was corrupt, and then to make as a bread。 and they will unite it together.
然后它是圆的。
It's round.
那么它能够滚下去。
So they can tumble.
所以这个就对这三百人有一个描述了。
So this described 300 people.
而这个大麦饼啊，是一把刀的。
So this the loaf of barley is a sword.
那饼怎么成了刀呢
？How come a bread become a sword？
怎么成的
？How？
神同在。
Because God is with them.
神与同在。
When God's with you，
再没有用的东西，神可以用它。
Even you are useful, but God can use you.
并且大大的用它。
Because and use you in a great way.
显明神的作为。
To testify it's God's great divine power.
人不过是一堆大麦饼而已。
We are just a loaf of barley, yeah.
但是他居然能够把米甸的营给他撞翻掉。
But however, this loaf of barley can overturn the camp of the Midianites.
基甸明白了。
And Gideon understand.
信心有了。
And he was encouraged.
于是他就回来招聚这三百人。
So he called on his people.
叫他们去征战了。
And fight for.
他们去征战的时候拿什么东西啊
what they were using when they was fighting
拿什么
what
哎，拿吹的角啊
trumpets
然后呢拿火把
and the fire
那火把表示什么意思啊
what's that mean
其实那个火把的光很小的
it's actually the small light
看不见别人，叫别人看见你自己了
you might not even see other people but people can see you
对吧这个吹角啊
What's the trumpet?
就在告诉人家我在这里。
And to tell people I'm here.
所以他们不是去攻击别人的。
So they're not going to attack other people.
那么似乎是在告诉别人说我在这里，你可以来攻击我了。
It seems to tell people that I'm here, you can come to attack me.
而且他们一吹角一打火把的时候，别人看见也不过三百个嘛。
So once they blow the trumpet and they light up the torches, people can see this. You are only just 300 people.
在人看来啊
，in humans' eye，
这是一种自杀行动。
This is a mission of suicide.
是不是
？This is so.
可是这三百人什么反应
？But how these 300 people?
如果你是这三百人之一，你会什么反应
？If you are one of these 300 people, how do you feel?
你肯定说基甸，你这个伙计脑子有水了。
You might think, Gideon, you must be crazy.
这个你让我们死在家里就算了，叫我们这个死法吗
？Do you want us to suicide?
这是怎么可能呢
？How it's been possible?
但是神给基甸讲话。
But God talked to Gideon.
基甸却听见那两个人在里边讲他的梦。
Gideon heard the dreams.
那三百个人有没有听见
？Did these 300 people listen to the dreams?
有没有听见？他没有听见啊。
I didn't.
他们完全相信他们的领袖。
They completely trust their leader.
那么，可是他们为什么相信他的领袖啊
？Why they trust their leader？
这里边有个很重要的事儿。
There's one very important thing.
基甸说了一句话。
Gideon said something.
他说：“你看我怎么行，你怎么行
？”You see how I do, then you do the way.
这些人的勇气啊，来自于领袖的见证。
Those people's encourage come from the testimony of their leader.
他说的对吗
？Did he say the right thing?
先看他自己是不是做的。
Look at how he do things.
如果他说你们去，我在山顶上，我吹角的时候你们在下边吹，那些人肯定不去的。
If Gideon said you go, I'll be behind, and then you just go, and I blow the trumpet, and you go, and those people will not go. Gideon didn't do this.
Gideon 是跑到第一个在最前头的。
Gideon is the one who come in the first.
所以一个人很难为自己的谎言去负命的。
People very difficult to die for their lies.
所以当他自己做这个见证的时候
，When he testified himself,
那么众人就相信他的话
，And people trusted his words.
这是我们做领袖的非常重要的一件事。
This is very important if you want to become a leader.
如果我们自己没有见证
，If you don't have the testimony,
叫大家去信吗
？How can other people trust you?
那是不可能的。
It's impossible.
所以基甸自己。把他的信心摆上去
Gideon put his faith on this
结果神迹发生了
and miracles happened
当他们在三更的时候开始吹角
when they blow the trumpets in the middle of the night
然后那些基甸米甸人就醒过来了
and the Midianites awake
这什么事情发生了
what happened
然后就看见山上火把闪耀。
They see the torches on the mountain.
他们万万想不到那里只有三百个人。
They have no idea there's only 300 people there.
所以他们脑筋就糊涂了。
And they start to panic.
他们以为山下有埋伏。
They think there must be some lot of other armies
hiding. 这是我编出来的。
I make it up.
不知道他们怎么回事了。
They just don't know what happened.
然后他们就看到身边的同伴原来是他的敌人。
And they see the people beside them as actually their enemies.
所以他们就互相杀。
So they fight with each other with swords.
所以上帝叫他们晚上打。
So God warned them to fight in the night.
如果白天看清楚了，他们就不会打了。
If they see in the daytime, they might not do this.
这个山上的人就在那喊。
People just yelling in the mountain.
然后山下的人就开始逃跑。
And the people under the mountain escape.
那么具体怎么回事，我们就不再多讲了。
We don't want to talk about more details.
那么这样呢，米甸人就被以色列人打败了。
So Midianites was defeated by Israel.
居然事情是这样发生的。
And at the end, it happened.
那么在这里我们就看到了一件事。
So we see something from here.
一个大麦饼的故事。
A story of the loaf of
那么这一个大麦饼是三百个在人看起来不怎么样的人。
This barley loaf is only 300 people in men's eyes. It's nothing.
但是这三百个人有些特点的。
But these 300 people have one thing in common.
第一，他们是不顾一切的要为神的子民去征战。
First, they fight for the God's people without any fear.
今天教会软弱。
Today the church is very weak.
缺乏一种人。
They are looking for one kind of people.
什么人？
What kind of people?
为福音当亡命徒的人。
The people who want to die for the gospel.
太多人顾前顾后。
Many people have too many concerns.
不肯为福音真正付上代价。
They don't want to pay anything for the gospel.
我们不过把我们剩余的一点点拿出来来侍奉上帝而已。
We only serve the Lord with the little things that we want to give to our God.
我们真肯为主去死吗？
Do we really dare to die for our Lord?
如果我们有这样的人，
If we have something like this,
我相信我们的教会不是这样软弱的。
I believe our church will not be weak.
我相信今天的世界同性恋不会那么猖狂的。
I believe the homosexual will not be that popular.
今天同性恋之所以猖狂，
the homosexual,
因为神的子民不发声音。
Because God's people doesn't speak.
因为我们太多顾虑了。
Because we have too many hesitation.
不敢讲话。
We dare not to speak.
所以教会软弱了。
The church is very weak.
越来越软弱了。
And weaker and weaker.
勇敢的人也许不多。
There's not too many brave people.
但是只要人愿意为主所用。
But as long as you are willing to be used by the Lord.
神的能力就会透过这少数的人来显明出来的。
And God's power will do great things through these small people, bunch of people.
第二件事情。
And the second thing.
就是那些愿意在神面前警醒的人。
And the people who want to be sensitive in front of Lord.
我们每天在忙什么？
What we're doing every day.
脑子整天想什么？
What are busy with?
我们对神的呼召，对神的感动敏感吗？
Are we sensitive in God's calling, in God's words?
我们真的感觉到我们很缺乏。第三件事情。
The third.
就是我们真的在基督里同心合一吗？
Are we really united in Christ?
我们真的肯粉碎自己吗？
Are we really willing to crush ourselves?
我们真的像一个大麦饼一样把我们团在一起了吗？
Are we willing to be like the loaf of the barley that we want to be united together?
还是我们表面上看起来好像很好，其实我们在背地里边互相勾心斗角，算计对方呢？
Or we look like united, but in the back, we all have our own concerns, or our thinking, or our opinions.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们的教会也许不太大。
Our church may not be big.
但愿我们的教会能够是这一个大麦饼。
Hope our church will be like the loaf of the barley.
能够在基督的里面。
So we can in Christ.
因着信心而顺服。
Be obedience through faith.
再怎么强大的世界。
Even the world's power.
基督已经得胜了。阿门。
Christ has won.
我们失败不是神的失败。
Our failure is not God's failure.
是。我们自己的失败。
It's our own failure.
愿今天这一个大麦饼的见证
，May the story of the barley's loaf
能够帮助我们的教会
，Can help our church.
下面我们有一个小小的仪式。
We have a little ceremonies here.
我觉得咱们中国人 走出宣教的一步实在是非常非常的艰难。
I think it's actually really, really difficult for our Chinese to go through a missionary.
这次我去以色列。
Today when I went to Israel,
晚上我们去了耶路撒冷新城的市中心。
We went to the downtown of the Israel, the old city.
这个 Jerusalem,
Jerusalem,、oh, sorry, the Jerusalem, the old city of Jerusalem,
new city,
the new city.
Yeah, 我们去了它的新城的市中心。
Yeah, the downtown of the new Jerusalem.
然后我们老远就听到那里有这个载歌载舞的声音。
We hear from a distance that people singing and dancing.
很好像很希伯来话的这个歌。
Sounds very Hebrew.
那么我们就循着声音就过去了。
So we just want to have a look.
看到好多人。
See many people.
我们就从人缝里边钻进去。
So we just try to.
我们想象的那个图画。
So in our image or thinking.
这个 imagination, 我们以为当时是那些安息日刚刚完，那个是星期六的半晚上了。我们以为是。那些犹太人在那里跳舞。
In our imagination, we were thinking because that's the night that finished the Sabbath. We think it's the Israelites who or Jewish people were celebrating.
其实我们走进去一看啊。
Once we get close.
你知道是什么人
？Who do you think it was？
给你们一个机会猜一下。
中国大妈在跳广场舞。
中国大妈在跳广场舞。答案错误，再一次机会。再一次机会，什么人
？What kind of people you think？
快抢答！啊，巴勒斯坦人，我告诉你是韩国人用希伯来话传福音。
It's people from South Korea that they preach the gospel in Hebrew。
大概有四十来个韩国年轻人。
Probably about 40 people from South Korea。
说的非常棒的希伯来话。
They speak very good Hebrew。
用希伯来的歌曲。
And、
音乐
sing in a Hebrew music
来唱耶稣基督的故事
and sing the story of Jesus Christ
因为我们怎么知道呢
How can we know
因为希伯来话称耶稣叫耶稣啊
Because in Hebrew Jesus was named Yeshua
这个不是接受是耶稣啊
Yeshua
所以当他们唱耶稣啊的时候我就知道他们在为耶稣做见证了
When they sing in the name Yeshua So I know that they are talking about Jesus
小小的韩国哎
It's a country as small as South Korea.
大麦饼
A small barley loaf.
我们中国人如此之伟大
Our big China is such a great country.
我们的宣教士少得可怜
We only have very, very, very little missionary.
所以今天我们有两位我们的肢体要踏出这一步去了
So today we have two brothers and sisters. It's going in this journey.
当年那些西方国家来的宣教士到我们中国来。
So back to the day when those Western missionary come to our country, China.
不都是很了不起的人。
They're not all great people.
但是他们在中国这块土地上做了伟大的工作。
But they did great things in China.
没有他们。
Without them.
福音我们还不知道什么时候能听到呢。
We don't even know when we can listen to the gospel.
现在福音要向更深一层的传播。
Now the gospel needs to spread into another deeper way.
人生活在这个黑暗，不知道没有福音传到他们那里时候。
Without the gospel, people live in the dark.
他们的心在等待。
Their heart is waiting.
现在上帝在说，谁肯为我去呢
？Now God said, who is willing to go for me?
那么这时候我们需要像这三百人这样的人
We need people like these 300 people
是福音的亡命徒
It's people who want to die for gospel
是那些对主敏感听见神的呼召就去照着去做的人
Who is very sensitive of God's calling
我们为他们两位感恩
We are very thankful for them
我们请他们到前面来
We will invite Michelle and John
弟兄姊妹我们要敬重这样的人
We will respect the people like this.